Dove soap, Vaseline, Pennzoil, Quaker State motor oil. Doesn't that sound American to you? is owned by a Dutch company, Bird's Eye, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Chicago Sun-Times, Brooks Brothers, Sunglass Hut, even Mott's Apple Pie. It's about as American as you can get, is owned by a British company. The American Heritage Dictionary is published by Vivendi, a French firm. The U.S. Shoe Corporation belongs to the Italians.
When the Japanese bought a lot of American companies and American real estate in the 80s, including Sony and Rockefeller Center, there was a lot of concern. You know, are the Japanese buying up America? What will this mean for our future? Do you think we hear the same concerns expressed about European companies that have bought American companies?
Yeah, great question. No, we don't. I don't think most Americans know if they stay a holiday in a Holiday Inn, they're staying in a European company's hotel. I don't think they know that. And I don't think they care. I think for a couple of reasons. In the first place, I think a lot of Americans understand it's a good thing if the Europeans want to take their money and invest it in our economy. It creates jobs. That's good. You know, build factories, build hotels here. We like that. The other thing is, and certainly the Japanese and the Chinese will tell you this, they argue that Americans don't seem to mind if blue-eyed Germans or Dutchmen buy our buildings and our factories, and they did mind when Japanese bought them. There was something wrong. They say it's racism. I don't know that that's true, but certainly in Japan, they've noticed this difference. Whenever I'm over there, people talk about it. The downside of it is that, you know, when these European companies get a huge interest in our economy and our industry, millions and millions of Americans work for European companies now. In America, you can lay people off. We allow that. In most European countries, it's against the law to downsize. You can't lay people off. And I'll give you a good example. Diageo is a British company that owned Burger King. They were losing money. They had to do something about their stock price. So you know what they did? They laid off 8,000 Burger King workers in America. They didn't lay anybody off at their European subsidiaries because they weren't allowed to. So it's a good thing that Europeans want to invest in our economy. It's desirable in many ways, but there is a kick to it too, because when the downside comes, they're going to do it in their American subsidiary, not at home.
Now, you've said that, you know, the EU isn't really interested in becoming a military superpower, and they don't really have the troops or the arms to do that. So certainly that will be something that it does not challenge the United States on, at least not in the near future.
Yes.
But you also said it doesn't seem to want to have that military superpower kind of role. What is its philosophy of what kind of military it wants or needs?